From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. I'm John Myers. Good morning. Just one day after President Bush stopped the expansion of stem cell research on the federal level, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger found a way to promote the research here in California. On Thursday, the governor authorized a $150 million loan to the state's Stem Cell Research Institute. That institute, created by voters in 2004, is supposed to be funded through the sale of $3 billion in bonds. But those bonds are being challenged in court, and with the court case still pending, the institute has been scrambling for money. Schwarzenegger's decision to loan money from the state's general fund was prompted by President Bush's veto, according to the governor's spokesman, Adam Mendelson.
That veto could have set back the issue in California, and the governor felt it was critical that we get out and we take action that ensures that the stem cell research continue and strengthen in California, despite anything that might have been happening back in Washington.
The state loan, plus money already promised by philanthropists, will soon give stem cell research a cash infusion of $200 million. That money is supposed to be paid back out of the $3 billion in voter-approved bonds. If the state loses the court case, it's unclear how that loan would be paid back. But Robert Klein, chairman of the Stem Cell Institute's oversight board, says based on a lower court ruling, that's not likely to happen.
The strength of the legal opinion that we got in our court victory, citing 100 years of court precedents, clearly demonstrates that this is merely to delay action, and the governor is allowing us to get past that roadblock.
The loan of state money has political pundits buzzing as well. Schwarzenegger's decision allows him to put some distance between himself as a moderate Republican and the more conservative and unpopular Republican president. A bridge loan for the Stem Cell Institute was actually conceived of last year, and one of the early strategists on the plan, none other than the governor's opponent in this year's election, Democratic State Treasurer Phil Angelides. Meantime, more criticism of the California prison system. On Thursday, the state's acting corrections chief told a legislative committee that overcrowding is so bad the state could run out of beds for prisoners in less than a year. Elsewhere, the prison's inspector general has released a report criticizing how much paid time off prison guards get to work on union issues, saying that prison officials have, quote, mismanaged some $12 million in public resources. And in Sacramento, city and county officials have agreed to place a sales tax increase on the November ballot there, in part to build a new downtown arena for the NBA's Sacramento Kings. The new sports facility's price tag could top more than $500 million. The pools of bubbling asphalt in West L.A., known as the La Brea Tar Pits, make up one of the world's richest Ice Age fossil sites. And that site just got richer. The recent discovery of more than 20 new fossil deposits is giving scientists even more information about an era when the Earth's climate was rapidly changing. Sound familiar? Those who are studying the climate changes of today are also interested. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Okay, who's next?
On this hot summer day, two young fossil excavators look like they've just run through a sprinkler of black, gooey asphalt. There are finger-long streaks of it on their faces, on their jeans. Their hands look like sticky black gloves, and there are even M&M-sized gobs of it in their hair. This is just a small downside to having the opportunity to excavate one of the largest Ice Age digs in the world. L.A. County Natural History Museum Chief Curator John Harris looks on. He says tens of thousands of years ago, the animals they're finding here got stuck in this asphalt pit. They didn't immediately sink. Instead, they'd languish on the surface.
So what would happen is that some herbivore would step into this stuff, a bison or a horse or a camel or a ground sloth, and they would be stuck like a fly in a flypaper. And that, of course, would attract the local predators with easy meat. And so in would come the saber-toothed cats and direwolves and lions to feed off this, and they would get stuck. And then now would come the birds of prey to feed off the carcasses, and they would get stuck.
And so on. Pretty soon, the entire food chain would be stuck in this hellish situation, eating each other alive. Such is life and death in Pit 91. Each summer, excavators pull more than 1,000 fossils out of this 14-foot-deep asphalt pit, making it, and the other pools of bubbling, oozing asphalt in this park, a popular tourist site for Angelenos. It may seem like a strange attraction, but for a city so dependent on the consumption of oil, paying homage to pits of the crudest form of petroleum makes sense in a bizarre sort of way. For more than 40,000 years, the asphalt has slowly bubbled to the surface from a petroleum reservoir 1,000 feet underground. The resulting black gooey pools trapped over 200 species of vertebrates like saber-toothed cats, mastodons, camels, and dire wolves. Hardly any of them have been found intact. Just steps away from Pit 91 is an enormous construction site. Robin Turner walks along the perimeter. This is where the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, or LACMA, is building its new parking garage. The museum contracted Turner's company, Archaeopaleo, to remove any fossils that might be in the way. As it turns out, Turner had her hands full. She and her staff found hundreds of thousands of new fossils, an unexpected surprise.
It's very rare to get fully articulated animals intact. We have anything from, like I said, plants and bugs. We have beautiful little pond turtles. We have the entire environment here, and that is not seen anywhere else.
The crown jewel of Turner's discovery is the park's first completely intact Columbian mammoth. Though the mammoth discovery is undoubtedly a rare find, the Natural History Museum's John Harris says it's the smaller fossils of plants and insects that are becoming more useful to scientists, because they didn't roam outside this area like the larger animals did.
What we uncover in the fauna here are the results, the reactions of the animals and plants to global warming. And so we're now going through a comparable series of global warmings, and conceivably, what we can if we can understand what happens here, we can use it in a predictive fashion to figure out what's going to be happening to us.
Archaeopaleo's Robin Turner says she's already getting calls from scientists studying climate change from as far away as Norway to take a look at some of the plant fossils from the new find. The attention is great, she says, but it's going to take up to 20 years to excavate all that she's found. That's okay, she says. She's used to working in geologic time. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in West L.A.
And that's the California Report for Friday, July 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, and Tom Krimkowski. Rory Gallagher directed the show. The editor is Kat Snow. Our interns are Anna Sussman and Lyra Frederick. Victoria Malion and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer, with help this week from Andrea Kissick. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm John Myers. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for coverage of healthcare in California.